Welcome to Data Cronies, a Wildstar podcast with your hosts, Faye and YOLOvision. Are you ready for Wildstar? We are.
Hey all, welcome to level one. That's right, we're no longer at level zero. We have came up in the world. Hopefully, I will try and watch my ums. I know last time I said every 2 seconds it seemed like, and that's the edited version. You wouldn't imagine what the unedited version sounded like. But anywho, here we are. We are actually live in location at Grimvault, where a serious crash has just happened. Well, not really, but we can pretend because we're on the RP server Evindria, and that's what we do here. So, without further ado, I am still joined once again by my co-host, Mr. YOLOvision. Say hello to everybody.
Hey, everybody. It's YOLOvision, and welcome back to the show.
All right, since we are level one, and I did want kind of a progression-style podcast, we're going to discuss what we did when we first installed WildStar. So, what did I do when I first installed WildStar? I waited, of course, forever and ever for the download to complete and the updates to complete. But one thing I had to do, of course, was I had to decide what faction I wanted to play. And I sat down and I basically said, well, I read the little discussions on what both of them were. And I watched the little videos on both of them, and I decided, well, I think I'm going to mainly roll an Exile tune. What did you decide to roll there, Mr. YOLO?
Well, I decided to roll Dominion Chewa Engineer. Don't we all just love Chewas?
Maybe in a stew?
Come on. Those are the most cutest, cuddliest, characters in WildStar. Come on, we want to hug them. We want to kiss them. We all love them.
Okay, but no. Anyways, well, I did roll Exile, and then I rolled more Exiles and more Exiles and more Exiles. But I did roll finally this week, because I knew we were talking factions, and I had to really understand what the main difference between the two factions are when you're choosing them. I rolled myself a Chewa. I know. A little Spellslinger Chewa. He's kind of cute in a Chewa kind of way. Look, I said first. There we go. I'm going to put like a quarter every time I say in this podcast. So, why did you pick Dominion as the first to roll before you rolled Exile there, YOLO?
Well, being from World of Warcraft, I was a fan of the Horde because of the different type of characters. And I thought that Dominion had the unique character, and that unique character was the Chewa.
So, you picked the Dominion because of the particular race?
Yep, because of the particular race.
Why did you pick Engineer to pair with that race? I thought they were kind of, I don't know, is that their thing? Are they kind of like, in WoW, now I'm losing my WoW knowledge. See, it's been so dang long. You know, those engineering types in WoW.
No, they're nothing like the engineer types in WoW, but seeing a little Chewa carrying a big heavy gun, and it looked fun to do.
So you thought that a very large gun that was larger than your character was kind of a sexy thing?
Very much so.
Well, we're going to try and get down to what I and maybe even YOLO think are the differences between picking a faction. Because that is kind of the first thing you do before you ever pick your race, before you ever pick your class, before you ever pick your professions and all that. You have to kind of pick which side you're going to be on. And I sat down, and I've made many Exile tunes, as I said, and I could kind of see a fundamental difference between the starter ships that you're on when you're Exile versus when you're Dominion. And for me, I even wrote this all out. I wrote about every single step I took when I played my Chua, and I basically have it memorized how many steps I had to take to get off the ship for the Exiles. And it was kind of like this to me. Now, you have to tell me differently when I say this, Yellow, if you thought it was different. But with my Exile, it was pretty much from the very beginning, you're saving people, and then you're saving people. Oh, wait, you got a little bit more saving. And then you got shipped down to a planet where you have to save people and hug a few trees. And then when I played the Dominion side, the very first mission that you play, you have to hurt people and then kill people and then hurt people. Oh, and then bow down to your shrines and then go hurt some people and then get sent down to the planet to go, hurt some people. What, did you get the same impression, or what do you think the difference is between the two there, Yellow?
It's funny. Yeah, I got the same impressions that you hurt as a Dominion, and you save as an Exile. But the thing is, which one is the bad guy? The colors is not clear there.
I don't know. There's my There we go. Up the 50 cents. I don't know. For me, it's clear, of course. Maybe it's because I've been Exile for so long that the Dominion are the bad guys, because, A, if you know anything about the lore, it kind of seems like they ran us off our planets, made us Exiles, and then we happen to land on a planet that their ancestors, where they came from, was living, and they got mad, and they want this planet back. So I definitely see them more as bad over the Exiles. Not to say the Exiles haven't done too many bad things in this game, but when it comes to slaughter count of actual human beings and not just critters, I think that the edge goes to the Dominion for slaughter count of humans and other races. What do you think?
Well, don't forget about the Grannok. There's some bloodthirsty rock covered guys. They like to kill as well.
Yeah, but maybe that's more because they are known as kind of the mascots of the Horde. Woo! I'm winning today. Of the Exiles. I mean, who do you see as the mascot of the Exiles?
I was thinking at first of the Orin, but it's pretty clear that it's the Grannok, because they're the ones that's most visible when it comes to, like, speaking about the Exiles.
So, are we in agreement as far as a mascot for the Dominion, then?
The Dominion mascot is definitely the Chua.
I know, but it seems like when you look at the storyline that they can't do anything without the Chuas.
It's funny, I feel like, even though we got the Grannok and we got the Orin, they still don't measure up to the Chua as our mascots. Listen here, Carbine, we need a mascot. We need a mascot now, and the two we have are not cutting it as Exiles, in my opinion. What you think, Faye?
I think, I don't know. I mean, if you mean by cute and cuddly, you know, obviously our rock guys, our Grannok, are not cute and cuddly. You don't want to exactly, you know, give them hugs or anything. It would be nice if they... You know, I can kind of see them... Oh, look, we got a battle going on in the background. I could kind of see them going out and making possibly the... Oh, nice, we're joining. Making possibly the Lop kind of our mascot, even though they're kind of... They don't really have a side, as far as I know. You can play with the Protostar people and then the Lops on both ends of the spectrum. But I think the Lops would make a good Exile race.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I agree with you. But when it going back to your World of Warcraft days, let's say the Exile or the Horde, we do not have nobody that stands out like the Horde had, like the I'm getting confused. The Unliving, the Forsaken. I mean, the Forsaken and the Tauren. We do not have nobody who's just stepping up to the plate to be our mascot like the Horde had.
I don't know if they were necessarily stepping up to the plate, though. I mean, there's plenty of little small guys. I mean, look at the Protostar people. I mean, I only know the Exile storyline, you know, because this is my main up to this far. I've only gotten off the ship and played a couple missions with the Dominion, so I don't know how the other, like the LOP or the Protostar people, act around the Dominion. But I definitely see that the Protostar people kind of are more like the guys who could step forward and take that role, because they're kind of like giggly and funny, whereas the LOP just kind of lounge around and smoke their hookahs and party all the time. So they're not really out to strive to make a whole lot of difference. They just kind of want to be their own little hippies, kind of like the Orrens are. We're kind of the hippie race of the Exiles. And another thing I noticed when, even in character creation, when I looked and I went side by side with every single one of the different choices, if you look at the Exiles, they kind of look like they're lazy, or they're happy, or they're like partiers. But if you go to every single race that the Dominion have, you look at where their character models stand, they're either in this very strong pose of proudness, or they look extremely mean or very aggressive. Have you noticed that in character creation? I kind of did it side by side, and I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah, I have noticed that the Dominion look like they are wants to be our teachers, our tutors, our instructors. They just look very serious, too serious sometimes.
Well, they kind of make it seem like they want, at least the Emperor wants to be the boss, the god, if you will, over everybody else. Because, I mean, he's a pretty serious dude, even from the ship, you know. He's always, you know, you always see him in hologram. So I wonder, you know, if we, you know, maybe we'll get some feedback or whatnot from a Dominion player. But I wonder if you ever actually get to go and meet the Emperor. I don't even know if he's even alive, because I've only seen him in holograms. Do you know anything more about that, Yolo?
I have no idea. As soon as I hit level 15, I stopped leveling up the Dominion.
So you level to level 15, and usually you don't get to start intermingling with like Exiles until around like 20, 25 zone, when you really start getting into your capital cities and then progressing outward from there. How do you, since you've actually played more missions in the Dominion than I have, how do you feel that those missions are different than like the Exile ones?
To me, it's a lot of kill missions. You preventing like Exiles from taking your land back from Exiles. It's cool. Like, it's just like a lot to me. It's like basically soldier missions as a Dominion, different from like the Exiles. I don't know if I'm making sense. If you can get it, what I mean by that thing.
Yeah, well, it's definitely different. I'm glad it's different. You know, if I decide that I'm going to take this Chua, who's now level 4, and I decide I want to take him up, you know, at least to get his housing, so I can kind of see how the housing is different, even though I pretty much know it's not different between the two factions. But I don't know. I'm looking at my notes, which I finally found on my Dominion stuff, and I did notice that one of the early quests, you have to bow down to your shrines, and they are the different judgments that you have to bow down to, and they are justice, knowledge, courage, devotion, strength, and purity. Now, do you feel that these are not in or looked highly upon with the Exiles? Do we not have any justice, knowledge, courage, devotion, strength, or purity?
No, we just have trees. We love the trees.
So you're going to play into that we're just a bunch of giant hippies. I mean, look, is your race that you chose considered to be a hippie race like mine is?
No, but they like tree people. My race is the Mordash, and they love like plants. life, and honestly, I think they liked our version of the undead, of WoW's undead.
So you feel that your race is the undead race, so you have no feelings, and you're not truly a living sentient being.
Well, the little bit of lore I read on them, they like to preserve life.
All right. Now I know that you have been doing a little bit of research, if you will, on certain aspects of this game that a lot of people, even people at our level, like me, that don't even know. And I know you're going to release a video on it coming up pretty soon on costuming. I'm going to actually switch back out to the start and where I can get to the character screen, and so we can show the people the difference between the postures and stuff. But I thought while I'm loading that up that you just give them a brief explanation of what you're going to let them know about in your video segment.
Well, when I do my costume tutorial, I'm going to let people know how to install the costumes, like how to put them on without losing your armor, and how to dye the costume, which it has, like, I believe, like, three different, like, you can put three different dyes on the costume, and I'm going to show them how to click that that box one at a time and put different color dyes on each tier of the clothes.
That sounds good. Regretfully, I'm on a timer here. So, when you put this out, what exactly do you mean about clicking on the different buttons? And I just got to 45, and it's told me I have costume slot 4, but I've never actually used costume slot 1. So, are you going to kind of help us with how that all works?
Yes, I will. It's like this different levels of, I mean, not levels, but it's different costumes you can put on. And like I have a costume on right now. I forgot what it's called, but you could put the Raiden costume in one slot. You can put the Squid costume in another slot, and the list goes on and on. I believe you only get like 5 or 6 slots in different costumes, and you don't lose no inventory space putting those costumes in those slots.
All right, I am actually up on the character screen. Are you following along with us on Holosuite there, YOLO?
One second, I thought you was in the Data Cronies channel.
Oh, see there? For people in the know, you can find our show at two different places, at the Data Cronies at Twitch, as well as at Holosuite Media on Twitch. As well as we do have videos coming up in YouTube. We have a few there right now. But while he's loading that up, I'm actually going to start. Now, this is a very visual thing, so we will have it posted eventually so you can see it. But I will read as much as I can and try to explain it as best as I can. What we're going to do is we are in the character select to create a character screen. And we're going to actually start with the Exiles and move on over to the Dominion. And I'm going to start off with explaining, reading what the faction information is, especially for you who are not watching the video stream or listening to the audio portion. And it says, "The Exiles are a gutsy group of refugees, rebels, and mercenaries that have come to the Nexus to make a new home." Now, I don't know if I like that information. It's not a lot. You get a little bit more in the video that you can watch on WildStar Online. But here, we're gutsy, and we're looking for a new home, but we're rebels and mercenaries and refugees. You know, that doesn't... That sounds like it might have been written by a guy, an advertising guy from the Dominion. It doesn't make it sound good when you say rebels and mercenaries, especially to normal people. If you say the rebels are coming or the mercenaries are coming, then most people get out of town. Do you find that kind of odd, the information that they give us there, YOLO?
Yeah, very odd.
All right, I'm going to actually switch and read the faction information for the Dominion. Let's see how they sound. Faction information. The Dominion is a powerful interstellar empire that considers Nexus its rightful legacy and will conquer it at all costs. All right, so they're not rebels, mercenaries, or refugees, but they are conquerors. and they have a rightful legacy, which means they are entitled people. Do you feel that this is a fair representation of the Dominion?
Definitely, especially the way they opposed.
Opposed who?
I mean, like they opposed, their, like the way they're standing, like they're in charge of everything.
Alright, so I'm going back here to the Exiles, and I'm going to show you kind of the difference between what I was discussing earlier about the different faces. Now here, we have an Exile female. Now she is human. And she kind of looks kind of, I don't know, her neck's all cocked sideways. She kind of looks all kind of ditzy, so that's, I don't know. Now we're going to switch off here, and we're going to go down to the Orin female. We're going to look at this picture now. Same kind of glossy-eyed, starry-eyed, look like she's looking for her lost boyfriend look. And then we got the Granok females. Same kind of thing. She's like, eh. Well, actually, she looks like she's ready for a hot date. And then we got the Mordesh. Here we go. Let's see. Oh, now she looks mean. This is good. Good news. I would definitely not date her because she looks mean. So we're going to look at all the male models. See how their expressions are. Here's the Exile human. He looks really kind of like he's lost and waiting for a boat somewhere. Then we have the Orin dudes. Oh, there we go. Got the skater punk rock look. Here we got the Granok male. He looks like a happy-go-lucky kind of guy. He doesn't even look that fierce. And the Mordesh, let's see if he looks angry. Let's see, folks. Can't tell because this is a Mordesh with the full faceplate. But he looks like he's just kind of lost and deep in thought as well. Now let's go over the Dominion. Cassians. Let's see. We'll start with male. Oh, yes. Strong and proud. The Draken. Let's see. Now he looks a little goofy. But he definitely looks like he's got a little bit of anger issues. Chewas do not come in a female variety. We do not want to know where the babies pop out on them. But let's look at this expression. Oh, yes. He looks maniacal. He looks scheming. He looks like he's definitely going to wreck some shop. And then,
hey, Faye.
Yes.
Excuse me, Faye. This is not confirmed by Carbine, but there's a belief that Chewas lay eggs. Continue, sir.
Oh, I just burned a bunch of eggs back in Malgrave. Hope they weren't Chewa eggs. Alright, here we go. Here's the robot race. Once again, standing very proud. His chest is popped out. Now let's get through these females, see if they look the same as their male constituents. Cassian. Well, she looks kind of like she should be holding like a cigarette or something. She's very prissy looking. Looks like she's on top of the world. Got the Draken females. Oh, yeah. Woo! Hot and ready to tear your body apart. Chua, we've already saw. Makari, let's see. Oh, yeah, she looks serious and bedridden for business. Note these very strong poses. Both males and females popping their chest out like they're very strong and ready to go. So, I know that there's a slight lag on the feed. Woo, that's quite a do. How do you see, when you actually look at these side-by-sides, how do you think they portray both sides, the Exiles and then the Dominion, they're yellow?
Well, basically, when you look at the Exiles, you would say those are the good guys, those are the guys that's going to save us all, those are the guys that's going to protect the environment, nature, blah, blah, blah. And when you look at the Dominion, you see the guys who just want to step, the bad guys that want to just stomp all over us. They're like the new world order of the Nexus.
But do you feel that because they make them so, look so like they're surfers and skaters and happy-go-lucky hippies, if it was today's society in the real world, I know mixing real world with the online world, but if it was a real world, who would you want to be your protectors? Do you want the surfers and the skaters and the happy-go-lucky hippies, or do you want the more of a military rule in like a real world scenario? What do you think that most people would go for?
Well, I'm going to go for the peace sign, and that's for the hippies. I'm going exiles. I would want the exiles to be my buddies, be my protectors, be there for me.
Well, there you go. That's very, very good. Very good. All right. Of course, you know, I'm a big fan of the hippies, too. I definitely don't want the guys that shoot first and ask questions later as my protectors because they might shoot me. But anyways, now we're going to kind of go over the actual races themselves that you get to choose. We'll start with the exiles, and I will kind of read you the information that they give us for the humans. The humans, or exile humans, are respected for their grit, iron, backbone, and dauntless tenacity. That sounds nice. Good start. Having been hunted through space by the Dominion for centuries, the humans have decided to lay down roots on Nexus, bravely making a final stand against the aggressive Empire who threatens to drive them from their planet. I mean, that sounds pretty cool. Why did you not choose a human race, Yolo?
I thought it was too basic. I wanted something unique.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people... You figure that a lot of people would not actually play humans or a race that would actually emulate them more in a real-life setting. But surprisingly enough, a lot of people do play humans just for that exact same reason. It's because they... Although it's a fantasy game and it's an MMO, a lot of people tend to pick something that looks familiar to them. Whereas, you know, I wanted to be a little bit different. I'm not a little, you know... Well, A, I'm not a girl. And B, I'm not a cute little toon with long ears and tail, which brings us right into the Orin. Race information. Scrappy, energetic, and passionate. The Orin are a race of forest dwellers with inherent ferocity, agility, and magical skill. Driven from their homeworld by the Dominion, the Orin are prepared to bear tooth and claw to defend their new home on planet Nexus. Now, I did choose this race because I thought they looked cool out of the four I got. They were the coolest looking. They have the cutest girls, of course. You know, that's why I played one. Because obviously I'm a common MMO player who has to play a girl, so I have something that looks good from behind. No, that's not why I picked it. I alternate. I have boy tunes and girl tunes just because I don't believe you should be sexist in an MMO any more than you should be sexist in real life. The girls have the same abilities as the boys do. But why did you not choose the Orin as your main race, Yolo?
I didn't really care for the character model. I thought they were too cartoony.
Wow. Was it the ears or the tail or both?
I would go more for the ears. The ears, it just didn't look right.
Alright, on to the Granic. The Granic are a boisterous race of battle-tested, hard-drinking mercenaries that led the Exiles Free Companies. Now, already it kind of starts off. Hard-drinking mercenaries. So, they're the very large, harder versions of the dwarf from WoW, apparently. Banished from their home planet after a bloody war with the Dominion, they are now ready to lead the charge in defending the Exiles on planet Nexus. So, why didn't you pick this race?
I didn't pick that race because I didn't... the role player in me couldn't find a class that I felt comfortable to pick that. Like, I like engineer. I didn't feel a Granite should be an engineer. I like warrior. Really couldn't get the Granite being a warrior. And the medic part. Come on, these guys are medic? I don't think so.
Well, now. Wouldn't you think that because they're such a large frame character that a very large gun, which I think the model might even be larger than the model for you and your tune, would look really cool on these guys? It's like a walking tank. That didn't appeal to you?
It didn't appeal to me at all.
All right. Well, we're going to get into the race that did appeal to you, and I'm going to read it, and then we'll get your thoughts. Armed with forbidden knowledge of science and alchemy, the Mordesh are brilliant scientists and deadly spies, having fallen victim to the degenerative disease known as the Contagion. The Mordesh has come to the Nexus to seek a cure, and they, are more than ready to unleash their dark and deadly arts against the Dominion enemy. So why'd you pick this race?
Clearly, because male and female both have cool character models. I made a warrior that looks badass, an engineer that looks badass, and maybe a medic soon as well. And also, as a stalker, they look cool as well. I think they the one that any class for this this character's race is a good class.
Wow, so you're really hung up on this Mordesh, whereas I think, personally, the Orin are the true stalkers. Come on now. They naturally have some claws that they can unleash. Now, why wouldn't you think that my race would make a good stalker?
Because they're not as cool as the Mordesh. Come on. Come on, man. The Mordesh are cool, dude.
Alright, so I kind of went into it a little bit. I noticed that I have a female tune, and you have a female as your first to 50 tune. Why did you pick a female? Was it just so you could look at them from behind?
On another server, I created a Mordesh engineer that was a male. So when I went over to Avendra, I said, you know something, let me make it a female. Because, like I said, they have great character models, in my opinion.
Alright, let me see. Let's see what the first one comes up with the Mordesh. Oh yeah, that is true. I can see your appealingness there. She's got like Frankenstein thing sticking out her cheeks and a funky hair. I don't get it, man. I don't get it.
Come on, they're the undead of WoWstar.
I had played undead in WoW and I thought they were sexier than these people.
So you see her stature, she's just determined to take over the planet Nexus. Just look at those eyes looking at you.
Yeah, spooky. Next, alright, we're moving on to the character models for the Dominion now, as well as the race information. Now the Dominion have, oh wow, that's quite the do. The Dominion have humans as well as their mains. They're the ones who are chosen by the Elden, but I'm going to read the information to you before we discuss. Humans of the Dominion, known as Cassians, are intelligent, courageous, and supremely confident. Chosen by the Elven long ago to be the inheritors of their powerful legacy, the Cassians have now traveled across the stars to Nexus, ready to fulfill their destiny as the rightful rulers of the planet. Wow. What an ego. See, this game was written by the Dominion, because wow. What did you think of that information?
To me, the Cassians are also the Empire of Star Wars, but I don't know what to really take that information, but again, like I said earlier, the Dominion, especially the Cassians, is somebody I do not want to rule over me.
Yeah, there's just something. I mean, I thought the humans on the Exile had strong chin bones, but these guys definitely have strong chin bones. Alright, next we have the Draken. Draken are bloodthirsty, brutal, and ferociously aggressive. Kind of sounds like our Granok. Forged in the heat and dust of their savage homeworld, the Draken see Nexus as a primeval wilderness where they can test their strength and skill in combat. And they look forward to defeating the battle-hardened exile-free companies that have trespass on their world. Yada, yada, yada. I think that's worse than ums. Let me say that sentence again. Let me start that sentence again. Good. It's good the live listeners get to hear this, all these flip-ups. The Draken see Nexus as a prime evil wilderness, where they can test their strength and skill in combat, and they look forward to defeating the battle-hardened exile-free companies that have dared to trespass on their world. Yay, cookies! I get cookies! What do you think about this information you got there, Yolo?
I know, to stay out of the Draken's way, that's what I know.
But doesn't it seem like they just drop them out of, like, crates and let them unleash? Like, they're not even kind of free thinkers. They just go out and they hunt blood. I mean, even our Granok have a little bit more sense than that, don't they?
The Grannok does. The Draken are just, I guess, the kill team. Kill, kill, kill. Wipe out everything, and then the Cassians probably come and do the cleanup.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. It reminds me of Jurassic Park and like dropping velociraptors in crates and to decimate a whole bunch of people. But anyways, on to the Chua, the race that both of us did actually roll. Oh, he's so cute. Look at his ears. Oh, I want to scratch it. Never mind. The Chua are a race of mischievous, highly intelligent inventors. He looks highly intelligent. That develop weapons and technology for the Dominion. Gifted with their inherent mechanical skill and insight, the Chua have come to planet Nexus to exploit its many natural wonders and technological secrets, and relish the opportunity to unleash their destructive technology arsenal on the Exiles. Well, enough said. That's why I chose them. Because, A, they're cute and cuddly, and B, they like to just mess with people's minds. Why did you choose this race?
Again, because they're very cute, they're very cuddly, and they was like the best. To me, it's like the best best characters in the game. Chewers are the face of WoW Star and Dominion and cannon fodder of the Dominion, to be honest with you. But they're very cute, cuddly. They're WoW Star's version of My Little Ponies.
I see. So are we chonies then? I guess that's not very right, because like chonies are like Spanish for underwear in real life. So I guess that wouldn't work. But hey, why not? If we're going to be cute and cuddly, we might as well be underwear too. Next, the Makari. The Makari are a race of advanced mechanical beings created by the Elven long ago. Cold, cruel, and calculating. The vigilant Makari work tirelessly to ensure the continued dominance of the Dominion. Isn't that kind of redundant? On planet Nexus, strategically eliminating the dissidents, spies, and traitors who threaten to bring about its demise. They sound very mischievous. What do you think?
Well, the Makari are programmed to obey. They're going to listen to their Dominion Masters. They're basically, I don't know, they're not going to assimilate, but I say they're the Borg of WoWstar.
The Borg of WoWstar. So, there are cubes in WoWstar. They're a little small to hold these people, but I don't know. And so, we actually did a pretty good lengthy show today. It went pretty well. I'm going to leave us on this the next time for level 2. We're going to continue on and talk about classes, and we're going to talk about the different paths that you would have to choose from to actually get going, as well as what's in a name. Maybe some people care why we picked the names for the characters that we did, which we did not, as I recall, say in episode 0 who we were, or really where we were from, and how you could get a hold of us. So I'm going to go ahead and do that right now. We, of course, are on the realm in Vindria. I play a tune called Ashesla. That's A-S-H-E-S-L-A. I am, of course, on the Exile side. My Chua, which I'm going to be on a little bit more when I actually hit 50, which is going to be real soon. I know in level 0, I was like 38. Now I'm approaching 46, so I'm definitely on the fast track to 50. Hopefully I'll hit it before we record our next episode. And then I'll have a little bit more information about the life and times of my Chua. My Chua's name is Chuckles, spelled as you would spell it. And that is it for whom I am in-game. Yolo, you want to go over who you are and how they might find you if they're on the realm of Vindria?
Hey, my character's name is Slaya Sweetie. I just turned level 50 a few days ago, and if you want to join in a venture, a dungeon, or just quests, hit me up, Slaya Sweetie on Avendra.
That sounds good. Now, you can, of course, catch us on the stream every once in a while. I'm trying the stream at least 2 to 3 times a week, sometimes solo, sometimes with Yolo, and you can find that, of course, through Hollow Sweet Media, as well as every once in a while I'll go out on my own stream if something else is going on Holosuite, which is under Data Cronies, or even under Feifu. You can find me all over Twitch. I am all over Twitch, both for my Secret World stuff, for different games that I had tested, as well as Twitch. I know a lot of people probably know this by now, but Twitch underwent some changes this week where we will not necessarily be streaming with background music because we don't want to necessarily get our show muted for a half an hour, but that's a whole nother topic. So if you only hear us speaking and an occasional like explosion or something like that, that's kind of how it has to be in the beginning until I find out if WildStar has cleared their background music through Twitch. And finally, you can also get us on YouTube under Data Cronies. You can't miss us. We have like 7 videos up. I think we're going to have a few more coming up in the next week. But until next time, this has been Level 1 of Data Cronies. I'm your host, Faye, and my co-host, YoloVision. We are signing out. Bye, everybody.
See ya!